You are listening to KRHS 90.1 FM Radioactive Radio, broadcast from Ridner High School in Overland, Missouri. This is your afternoon news break for October 19, 2017. I am Devin Hudson, and here is today's weather. It looks like today is going to be a beautiful one, as the high is 70 degrees and there's not a cloud in sight. Tonight, the low is 51 degrees, and here is Samantha with the news around the nation.
Thank you, Devin. Three are dead in Maryland after a gunman opened fire on a home remodeling business today. Police are still searching for the suspect in Edgewood, Maryland after he opened fire on five people, killing three. First Lady Melania Trump is urging the public to continue to donate to help victims of recent hurricanes. Trump says in a new public service announcement that your help is needed. The Trumps gave a total of $1 million to the American Red Cross, the Salvation Army, Habitat for Humanity, and other organizations after Hurricane Harvey struck the Houston area in late August. And here's Roxanne with local news.
Thank you, Sam. A DeSmet High School assistant football coach is dead following an attempted carjacking on Monday evening. Jazz Granderson was found with a gunshot wound to the abdomen late Monday evening after his SUV was stolen. Granderson was found with a gunshot wound in the 5100 block of Minnesota Avenue after witnesses reported hearing gunfire in the area around 1 a.m. Granderson played college football for Northern Iowa and Lindenwood before coaching for the past 2 years at DeSmet. The St. Charles VFW stopped showing NFL games because of anthem protests. A Veterans of Foreign Wars has stopped showing NFL games because members feel that players are disrespecting the flag. The VFW was a heavily visited spot for NFL fans to watch over the last few years. But after players began to kneel for the national anthem, many of the VFW members spoke up about their displeasure with the players, ultimately leading to the decision for the VFW to stop showing games. And here's Arion with your sports news.
Green Bay Packers All-Pro QB Aaron Rodgers has suffered a broken collarbone at the hands of Vikings linebacker Anthony Barr on Sunday. He is likely to miss the rest of the regular season. The Packers return to backup Brett Hundley to lead the team. The NBA season kicked off with the Cleveland Cavaliers beating the Boston Celtics 102-99. Celtics small forward Gordon Hayward suffered a gruesome injury in the first quarter of the game, breaking his leg after going up for a rebound. Former Cleveland player Kyrie Irving made his debut with the Celtics also, as did St. Louis and Jason Tatum. Tatum, a 19-year-old rookie, had 14 points in his debut. LeBron James led the Cavs with 29 points and 16 rebounds. That's your sports brief, and I'm Arion. Here's Justin with the entertainment news.
Thanks, Arion. Here's an update on the Harvey Weinstein situation. Over 20 actresses have came out with allegations against Weinstein, who resigned from his position at Miramax yesterday. Actresses from Jennifer Lawrence to Kate Winslet have opened up about sexual harassment in Hollywood. So far, Weinstein has not been charged, but it's important to note there's no statute of limitations in New York. In other news, are you guys excited for the new season of Stranger Things later in October? Season 2 of Stranger Things debuts October 27th. Just in time for Halloween. The 80s-themed sci-fi show was a runaway hit for Netflix last year. That's your entertainment news for Thursday, October 19th. Now back to Devin.
Thank you guys for the news. This has been KRHS 90.1 FM with your afternoon news break. Make sure you stay tuned for more great music.